And I've also been speaking to the former Secretary of State, Sean Woodward. He spelt out how at times like this, victims of the IRA should never be forgotten. And he also went on to say this.
In mourning Martin McGuinness's death today, which I do, as a human being I do, I have to say to you, without Martin McGuinness, I don't know if we would be in a place today, whatever the past may have been, but today, where we have peace and where, since 1998, there has been an enduring peace process and political process. And I think he will go down in history as one of the great peacemakers. There may be many other things that will be said too, but it would be quite wrong to deny him that status. He was a very brave man when he committed himself to peace, and without him, I don't believe that we would be in the place we are today.
Was he a brave man when he ordered the death of people as an IRA commander? Presumably, he did that.
That was not something that happened on my watch. In the same way that you know,
but it did happen, and that's part of the story of Northern Ireland, Sean, isn't it?
But Stephen, it's very important to do context here, because we could say all kinds of things about Nelson Mandela, but the fact of the matter is, South Africa today is a better place because of what that man did.
So you're comparing Martin McGuinness to Nelson Mandela?
I'm saying that both people are people who decided at critical points in their lives to devote themselves to building peace and ensuring it was an enduring peace process. So I am comparing them as peacemakers and as peacekeepers. They're completely different people with completely different backgrounds, and in that sense, I am not comparing them. But the legacy of what Nelson Mandela helped to achieve in South Africa is the legacy of peace, and the legacy of what Martin McGuinness, when he committed himself to that peace process achieved in Northern Ireland, is lasting peace, and that cannot be taken away. Many other things can be said. Many other conjectures can be made. I can't conjecture on what you just asked me because I wasn't there. I don't know. What I do know is what he did do when I was there, and for that, I am enormously grateful because there are certainly many people alive today and many families whole today because of the peace process.
Sean, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks,
Steve.
Sean.
Thank you.